Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Maybe she just didn't know. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's very rare. I mean, she went into another tax bracket, dog. She didn't know. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she didn't know.
You're probably the only person in America that is.
Well,
you got $700,000 in the bank and you still got an EBT card with stamps on it?
Shit, ODB did it.
Did she tell her case worker?
But see, if she told the case worker, then that ain't her fault. She didn't take off.
No, she didn't tell anybody. She kept collecting them. And then, you know, they finally caught up with her. $1 million, man. That's got to be the... She need to be on that show, Stupidest Criminals, whatever it's fucking called. You got to be a stupid motherfucker.
I don't know, man.
$1 million and keep getting food stamps.
LaFonda, are you my radio or something?
My son is on the computer. Actually, get off the computer and shut it down. It's going to be an idiot way. Yeah, I don't like you either.
I wish I would have told my mama that. All you heard in the background.
All right, I'm back. Shut that computer down.
Right.
I'm just saying. I can think that.
What you about to say, man?
Y'all know Tyson missing a tooth, man. Tyson got his tooth knocked out.
He said he didn't have one in the beginning, did he?
Nah, you know he had them two gold teeth in the front. One of the motherfuckers got knocked out.
Hey, be that way sometime.
Just take a wild guess on who you think knocked Tyson's tooth out. We talk about Mike Tyson.
Look here, man. He didn't knock plenty of motherfucking teeth out in the day. It was bound to catch back up with him.
It was his tiger. That motherfucker got a tiger. His tiger headbutted the man and knocked the goddamn tooth out. Seriously. Well, hold on, y'all. We got a new call to the show. Carla, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Rod?
Hey, my name is Father Time on the radio, Miss Lady.
I was in town on business. It was a pleasure, so I had to, you know, take care of some stuff. But next time I come, I'm going to be able to kick it with everybody.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool. what's going on with you?
Nothing much. I'm limping around. I done messed my foot up on Easter trying to play kickball and football, thinking I'm 16 again and sprained it.
Really?
Yes, I'm walking around with a wrap and a boot on, looking crazy.
Now, you know, this Sin City, so, you know, we get it in. What's going on with your sex life?
Oh,
What's happening with your sex life? It's dead.
It needs to be revived. Yes, sir.
What happened?
Well, you know, relationship went foul, so, I mean, it is what it is.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, this says city. I want to know exactly what happened. I thought you and old girl was cool like that.
Yeah, we was, but, I mean, you know, 3 years wasted, so, I mean, on to the next.
Y'all was together for 3 years?
Yes, we were.
ain't know. Your sister didn't tell me that.
I thought you knew.
Well, I knew y'all was together for a while, but I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah.
So who cheated on who?
Hey.
You cheated,
she cheated on
you?
Me with a... The fuck no. She cheated on me with some fat, sloppy-ass bitch. She was like a sloppy Joe hanging off the bun. And I'm like, damn, if you don't cheat, at least let the bitch look as good as me or better than me. Seriously? I'm like, okay, if that's what it is, then hey, you go be with her. I'm not going to be at home playing wifey and the mother to your kids and you're all doing your thing. She needs to be here and replace me. So, you know, hey.
So you wasn't mad because she cheated. You was mad because the girl was a downgrade.
Both. Because I looked at it like this, okay, we, you know what I'm saying, we both like motherfucking women. If you wanted to go out there and seek something else, you know what I'm saying, you could have brought her to the bedroom if it was like that. You didn't have to be secretive. You know what I'm saying, I'm an understanding person, you know what I'm saying, I'm you know, down to do shit, spontaneous, you know. Why you couldn't do that? Why couldn't you come holler at me?
Hey, so, hey, man, how you doing, Shad? It's Cass. So
hey, what's up?
So what you're saying is that, I mean, she could have been spontaneous enough to bring her in the room with y'all, and that would have been three females in there?
Yes, it would have.
God damn, I'm in the wrong fucking line of profession. I'm in the wrong fucking profession. Fuck.
You was a fool.
You mean to tell me that if I mean three? Shit, fuck a fly on the wall. Man.
Well, she ain't all that right. I mean, she could have had it, but, you know, hey, she wanted to do how she wanted to do it. So this is the end result to all of that.
Man, do you know?
I am mad of the fact that she went and cheated, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm more hurt than anything. You know what I'm saying? She could have been open and honest with me.
I'm hurt, too.
They all say they want that, but they don't. They all say they want that, but they really don't.
Who don't want what? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Men say they want that when you haven't had it, and they all say they want it. But when you get it, you don't want it.
Okay.
I agree with her because some men bite off more than what they can chew. You say you might want it, then when you do get it, then your woman might want to just be with a woman, then you're mad. Hey, it comes, you know, it's responsibility that comes with that. You got to be careful what you ask for. I mean, so I'm clear on that. I've been in a situation like that before.
I ain't worried about that.
Hey, I've been in a situation like that, so I'm telling you from experience.
And I understand that, but if it's one thing Cass know how to do,
I whip pussy.
I'm not worried. You know what? I'm not worried about that one. But I'm just saying, three women in the room. I mean, come on, y'all got to excuse me, but I'm just visualizing the thought. I mean, damn, you walk in the room and you see three motherfucking women butt naked?
Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
That's a dream come true.
I mean, it happens. That happens all the time.
Not to me, it don't. Not to me, it don't. Never happened to me.
You must be swimming in the wrong boat.
I know who y'all hanging around with.
Man, I guess I need to move. I'm in the wrong state. That shit don't happen up here.
Hey,
not
look,
for me.
It happens in every state. It happens in every state. It ain't just one specific one. It happens in all. So.
Well, I tell you what, the next time you this way, why don't you grab two of your friends, come on over to the house, I'll leave, y'all get naked, then I'm going to come back and see if I can walk
you.
You got to do call to the show.
I'm not
going to.
That's way low.
Oh.
Well, I ain't gonna even sit here and lie to you and say I'm going to leave. I'm just going to hide in the closet. I'm going to pretend like I'm
silly.
Gone. I'm not going to even leave. I don't want to miss a damn thing.
You were silly.
Man, shit. Dude, I'm not leaving.
Hold on. Shell Bell, now, have you ever told her that you would be down for that? Did
yes,
you know
we've
that?
Talked about it in everything. Yes, we've talked about this before. Yes, we have. So, it wasn't a secret. I mean, we talked about this. So, it was out there on the table, but she didn't take it and run with it. She took the other option, which to go behind my back, which is crazy. When I come to you, it was like, okay, we can do this. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? But she wanted to do otherwise. So, I don't understand it, but, hey, to each his own.
Well, I know you personally. You whooped ass, didn't you?
You say what?
I say I know you personally. You whooped ass, didn't you?
I wanted to this time, but it ain't even worth it. You know what I'm saying? My freedom is bigger than that. I just don't want to risk that. So, you know what I'm saying? I just, just calmed down and was like, hey, it's over. I can't deal with it.
Hey, did y'all have one of them closets like with the wooden doors where you could like look out of it?
You were silly.
I swear, because I'd have been looking out the closet, and all the time I'm looking out the closet, the only thing I'd be thinking.
Damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
I'm living in that closet. What?
Let me clue Waylo in. All right, Waylo, this is what's going on. We got Shell Bell. A girl cheated on her with another girl, and she is saying that her girl should have brought the girl home and so they could have had a threesome. But we talked to three women.
Three women?
Three women.
Three women.
So
three
her girl
women.
Cheated on her with another girl.
Right. But she's saying she should have brought her home. That way all three of them could have got down together.
No, let's get it correct. Not that one in particular. Not that one in particular. Somebody we would chose together.
Right. Y'all could have been out drinking, and you'd be like, hey, go get that one in the red.
Right, right. You feel me?
Oh, it ain't no guy involved in this three?
No.
Oh, no. I thought we were talking about with a guy somewhere.
Nope.
Three girls. No, you know why we was reacting the way we was reacting? Three women.
Well, I've had three. I've been in a situation with three women, but there was a guy in there.
Oh, well, shit, you got four of them. Shit, that was no three for her.
Yeah,
y'all got it in.
Damn! Man, I guarantee, look here. I just started my workout regimen now. Today was my first day. And just give me about 3 more weeks to get my cardio up right. And whatever. Because I know I'll probably, after the end of that, I'll probably be sucking wind, amongst other things. But
hey, I got that P90X on deck.
Yeah, give me a couple more weeks. I know I'll probably be sucking wind right about that, but give me a couple more weeks.
You hear me?
Say what?
I got the P90X on deck.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, man, look here. Dude, look here. I got that Total Gym. And let me tell you, my dumb ass, I didn't hook up the back of it, right? So, it works with your weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I said, I ain't worked out in a minute, so I'm not going to try to be He-Man and put it all the way to the top. So, I put it midway just to start out, but I didn't hook the back of it up. So now, I'm just using all my dead weight to work out with. Dude, man, now look, I'm weighing every bit of what, 220, 225. Dude, trying to pull 225 of dead weight? Dude, I was like, what the fuck? This total gym cut noises on me, some bullshit. Then after I finished working out, I finally realized I didn't have it hooked up right. So now, tomorrow's gonna be a different day. I can get in a real workout. Like I said, ladies, you know what? Fuck it. 2 weeks. I'm real anxious. 2 weeks. Shit. Let me get my cardio up.
Hey, I'm telling you, this P90X, man. P90X works.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Check this shit out, man. I do maintenance, right? I go in and out of people's apartments all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got some gay guys living in the building, right?
Oh shit.
Why they going there to snake a drain, right? You know, you got to go underneath the cabinet at the kitchen sink and all that good shit, right? Why when you open the kitchen sink, you know, you open up the little drawers to get to the sink, the little doors, why is there a dildo sitting there?
Damn.
They wanted you to see
that's
it.
That's an unusual spot to be in.
Yeah, they put that right there.
That's
the
purpose.
Well, hey,
that was
the name of the
spot.
That was
an invite.
That was a sign of the symbol, like, come join us.
Right.
Yeah, be fucked up.
Shut up, dog, motherfucker!
I'm just saying, who would put a dildo under the sink, knowing that the maintenance man is coming in to fix it? Come on, man. That's telling you something.
They're
trying to tell you something. They're trying to tell you something, dog. I'm not saying that you're going to go that way, but I'm just saying, you know, what they think. They thinking like, hey, maybe I got a shot. Let me go and call
the
ticket.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
They caught your ass with some duct tape and bitch and had your ass over there with you because, hey, dog, I'd have got up out of there. As soon as I seen it. I feel this is an uncomfortable work environment.
But look, my point is, fuck gay people. You, I didn't know gay people did that kind of shit. Not no dudes.
Anymore. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I did not know that.
You know. Maybe they feel better than the real thing to them. You know, everybody got their preferences on, you know, what type of toys they use. Hey, you can't knock a man for what they do. I mean, that's their business. I mean, you know, if you with it, you with it, you ain't.
That's
to each his own, and I'm not knocking nothing. You're right. You can't knock nobody for what they do. But at the same time, come on, man. You ain't got to plant that right there. You knew I was coming in.
You're right, and I feel you on that.
You knew I had to go down in this sink. Ooh, how did that get there? Yeah, how did it get down my ass, motherfucker? See, then, you know what I'm saying? Man could have lost his job.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have acted totally different.
If the if it was me in that situation, I came out of the old boy like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I need to make my money, so can you move your friend, take him on up out of there, clean that up, so I can go fix this up and get on up out of here.
No. I played it off. I played it off right when I saw it. I kind of jumped back like, what the fuck? Then I said, excuse me, but y'all need to move this shit from underneath the cabinet so I can get to the sink. And I just kind of bagged up.
Hey, I can see him jumping around now.
No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
We opened up the cabinet, did it start vibrating on you?
Oh, no.
No. I mean, it was very, very uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure it was.
But I had to get to the
drain. I'm pretty sure it was for a heterosexual man. I'm pretty sure it was uncomfortable. So, I mean, I feel you on that.
So, I don't know. But I guess when they, you know, one I went to the bedroom, he told the other one, he was like,
hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's not a good spot.
I'm gonna tell you, I'd have walked out the kitchen as soon as they'd have said something to me about they think not getting fixed.
Man, move over and let me pass. Before they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
You better let me the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, that shit was very uncomfortable. That shit was not cool at all.
I can imagine, you don't expect to see no shit like that, man.
Nobody expects to see that kind of shit. I can see if you're doing some work in the bedroom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or even the bathroom. But the fucking
kid. Right, that's understandable.
That shit was not cool at all.
Nah, dog. I would have been real offended. I'd have been real pissed off. Me personally, I'd have thought that they set that shit up. I would. I'd have been
they set this shit up.
I understand. And I mean, like I said, I commend you for being, be able to tolerate it. I commend you for it. You see, I know I would have reacted in the wrong way, which probably would have resulted in me losing my job.
You and me both.
Because I honestly would have thought that, man, you motherfuckers playing the fucking game with me. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm thinking this is a setup. This is a setup type shit. These motherfuckers trying to set me up. But hey, dog, I commend you shit. I mean, now, hell, what I would have did is reported they motherfucking ass when I got back to the office. Look, man, I'm not going back there.
That shit wasn't cool. I didn't appreciate it.
You
took care of the sink, though, right? Yeah, motherfucker, I took care of the sink, but that shit wasn't cool. Did you hear what I said earlier?
I would have went back to the office and been like, hey, they got a dick stuck in their sink. This shit ain't fixable. I ain't fucking with it.
Okay, yeah, now I gotta ask, what was causing the sink, dog?
I had to snake it. I had to snake it. It was all the way down. You had to snake it too.
Yeah, I can see them now. Ooh, that's a long snake.
Standing all behind you and shit.
Look at, he just jugging. Oh, Lord.
Back up off me, man. Work it.
Get him, Daddy.
Hey,
fuck that.
Motherfucker standing behind you, saying,
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
and this is my response. Right here.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
I don't know if I'd have put the word fuck in that word. They might have took that literal. Grabbed your, you know, was they big, man? Was it two big faggots? They say they strong, man.
Well, hold on, man. We ain't going to call them faggots. We're going to call them gay.
All right, gay. Homosexuals. I guess gay not a good word to say either.
I'm just saying we can't use fat.
They was two pocket punches.
Buzz fat.
Doodle chasers.
Backdoor people.
I mean, man.
Keep it going,
you
man.
You just
keep
sound like you are comfortable to talk about it for real.
Right. It's like, I really don't. But you know what, dog? I'm glad he opened up to us and let us know. You know.
Right.
Me personally, like I said, I'd have got fired. I'm telling you. Would you got fired?
Yeah, I would have got fired that day.
Okay, well, now, let me ask. I'm gonna slip it around. Janine, would you got fired?
Would I have gotten fired?
Yeah, I mean, if it was women, just say you was doing the maintenance job, and it was women, and, you know, I mean, it was the same similar scenario.
No, I wouldn't have got fired.
It's different
for us.
Two women, I would have had a problem with that.
They covered the supply rooms and then got it soaking in bleach. I'm just cleaning it up.
No. Shit is crazy, man. Hey, you see some crazy shit, man, when you be going through people's cribs, man.
Hey, you know what, dog? Remember that one time, dog? You know, when I used to work maintenance, too. Man, do y'all know a woman came up to the office and said that I came back, broke in her house, and stole her damn cereal?
Damn.
Cereal?
Cereal that I stole to motherfucker flakes.
You said a cereal or a box of cereal?
A box of cereal. Right, she said I...
What they do that? They stole a box of cereal.
Right, she said I ransacked the house and I couldn't find them, so I took a cereal.
What the hell?
She said she had a witness. She said the next door neighbor seen me do it all.
Lord, what is this world coming to?
I said a box. No, and honestly, no, dog. I bullshit you not. And this probably happened about, I'll say, what, probably 10, 12 years ago. Up until the past 2 years, she was going around telling people, like, yeah, that motherfucker broke in my house and stole some cereal. I'm like, man, I was like, man.
What kind of cereal was it?
King Vitamins. I don't even like King Vitamins. I was just a King Vitamins, folks. You might have been a different thing. King Vitamins. I grew up eating that bullshit. I hated them cereals. I'm broken your house to steal some damn Wick cereal.
That's a shame.
Make sure you take the sugar too, man, because you can't eat that shit without no sugar.
Exactly. You should have done it. Hey, if I ain't had no sugar, I couldn't eat them motherfuckers. You have to put a pound of sugar on them motherfuckers.
But my thing is, why steal it? You could have sat there and had you a bowl or two. Why steal the whole box?
Exactly. I could have ate the whole damn box.
I hope it up.
And
you
I mean,
sat there and had you a quick snack.
Man, bullshit you not. And here's the funny part, dog. We had this conversation, and she's actually on our Sin City page.
Really?
Yes.
I'm
going to
go
grab
her. What's her name?
She didn't post you stole a cereal.
No, man. She finally found out who broke in her house.
Did he really take the cereal, though?
He took the cereal. He took the cereal like a motherfucker.
That's all bad.
Cereal and VHS tape. Just so happened that her sister went over his house and seen the tapes in there.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Bro,
Shell, let me ask you a question. Hold on a second.
Who's me?
Shell Bell.
What's that?
It's hard for me to call you that.
Why? That's been my nickname as a child.
I didn't meet you. When I met you, your name wasn't Shell Bell. It was something else. So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So would you ever go back to dudes?
Yes, I've been considering that.
Because I'm pretty sure you know.
I know what?
Let me give you an applause.
Is that
part of it? He gave you applause for thinking dudes.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I think dealing with a woman is worse than dealing with a man. Like, when you're dealing with a woman, you're dealing with all types of emotions and sensitivity and, I mean, all that type of shit. It's like it's worse.
Okay, now, sure.
I didn't have that type of problems when I was dealing with men.
Now, let me ask you, Shell. Now, I like I said, I be trying to figure this out as far as, like, the lesbian relationships. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, one got to be the dominant one. One got to be the, you know, the more feminine one.
Submissive, yes.
I mean, now, can I ask you, I mean, if you had to look at it, which role were you? Were you the more dominant one or you were more the feminine one?
Well, I'm feminine, but I'm also dominant.
And I mean,
you hood.
It's kind of so silly. It's kind of crazy because the girl that I was with, she's stud, but
what?
She's like have this soft side. I'm the more of the, you know, the hardcore type. So it was like,
okay,
to begin with, it wasn't a good mix, to be honest.
Right.
It wasn't a good mix. I should have known that it wasn't going to work because I have a strong mind and I'm very dominant. And she's not like that. She's the total opposite of me. But, I mean, you would think that I should have been the one wearing the pants and her wearing the skirt.
Right, right.
If you,
so
you know what I'm saying, knew us and been around us. But everybody
right,
that knows me, everybody looks at me like, why are you with a stud? I'm like, I don't know, trying something new. Because, I mean, in the beginning, I used to always date feminine women. And so I wanted to go another route and try something different, which I shouldn't have. But, I mean, you know, it's a lesson learned. But, I mean,
okay,
I'm the dominant one, and I should never put myself in that type of situation.
Right. Okay, so now I want to ask you, by you putting yourself in that position, I mean, like, okay, and I'm not saying that we're right for it, but our mentality is, as men, like, you're like, okay, you better sit your ass down before I knock your ass out. I mean, we come
and
off
see,
of that
I'm
mentality.
The type, and see, that's where, you know, I had to stop messing with men because, you know, men have come to me like that, and I'm not the type to sit back and accept anything like that. And
well,
I made
and
that
not
child
should. I'm not saying you,
you
shouldn't.
Know
I'm not saying
so
no man
with
should
my
do
mind,
it.
Right, but, you know, men do, you know, they do it, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, that's fine. But I'm not the type to, you know, deal with that type of attitude.
Okay,
of
but my
I
question
am.
Is, my question is, how is it when a woman come to you like that? I mean, the studly type woman that come to you like, because like I said, I mean, we talked about this before. I mean, I was in a club before, and a woman approached me like she was a man, like, dude, don't be fucking talking to my motherfucking woman. And I'm like,
damn.
Little fella, you know, like, little fella, you need to go somewhere. You know, I laughed it off for a while, but then this motherfucker was getting serious, and I'm like, okay, at the end of the day, you are a woman. I am a man.
Right.
I would knock your little ass down. You know, you might try to squat up, but you're going to get your ass whooped. But as a woman, it's like, I've seen her, little fella, I seen her take old girl out the club, and she was smacking the shit out of her. Pretty much, you know, like a man would do a woman, like he
right.
called her cheating. And he smacked mm-hmm. cheating. She's smacking her and like, bitch, I told you I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass when we get home. You think this ain't shit. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. And I'm sitting there thinking in my head, like, baby, that's another fucking woman. You letting another woman. That ain't no man. That's a woman. She got the same shit you got. You can squat up with her. But, I mean, I don't know, man. How do a woman's mentality go to treating a woman like a man like that? I mean, can you tell me?
I really can't tell you, but, I mean, that's just, you know, their personality is to be dominant and treat their women like that. I mean, I don't know why they do that, but, you know, I guess that's just their thing. And, I mean, some people get off on that type of stuff. Some women actually like their woman to be like that, and, I mean, some don't, but... You know, it's all about how you allow a person to treat you at the end of the day, whether you with a man or a woman.
So, you know damn well I mean, your ass is thug life. Get the hell out of here. I know you.
Don't
I know you.
Don't
you come
you
with
wrong.
That slippery
I'm a sweetheart.
Shit.
I'm a sweetheart, but once you cross that line, that's when I flip it to another person. I don't like to go there, don't get me wrong, but, you know, if you push me there, then hey, it is what it is. But, I mean, I am a nice person when you get to know me. But once you cross that line of disrespect, then that's when I'm going to have to get at you and let you know I ain't the one to be played with.
All right, so if you go back to men, what type of man are you looking for?
I don't know. Because, I mean, I've messed with all kinds, and it was just wasn't right. I mean, basically somebody that I can get along with. Huh?
You can practice with me. We'll figure it out.
You were silly.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you know, hey.
But, I mean, I really have considered that, though, you know, because, I mean, maybe this ain't what's for me.
you know, I've been dealing with this for some years now, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just like, hey, I'm just tired of it.
Well, look, you know me, so you already know my history, so this is what I can do for you.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
And you know you are a mess.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening? Oh, guess they ain't want to talk.
Well,
you half dead, motherfucker.
Well, I'm glad you changing teams.
Yeah, I got to switch over.
I know for a fact,
this is the last relationship with a woman, definitely, on that one.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, I don't fuck with dude no more, so you could be honest.
Huh? I'll tell you in a second.
Did dude turn you to women?
Fuck no. That's crazy. See, what a lot of people don't know about me, you know what I'm saying, that be around me, I've been liking women ever since I can go back to maybe about 4 or 5. This been going on for, shit, almost 25 years. So, I mean, it's nothing new with me, you know what I'm saying? It's just that I just waited so long to actually, you know, be in a relationship with a woman. But I've always loved women, always. Always. So, I mean, it had nothing to do with a man. Nothing. It was something that I...
Snap that pussy back.
You were stupid.
Well, maybe you should Facebook him. Maybe you should Facebook him. Let him know. You back on the... You done crossed the railroad tracks. You done came back.
Yeah, I'm coming on back.
Him loves you.
Say, come on back home.
I don't know what for.
You know what for. I heard about it.
What you heard about?
Oh, no, I ain't going to tell you that.
You didn't know Father Time had a secret camera in there?
A secret camera.
All right, well, Sel, Bell, we need you to make a page on SinCityBySpruce.com. I need to see you. I ain't gonna lie, I need to see you.
You need to see
her.
She's
cute, man. She got a little cuteness.
My name's Sel Bell on there. You can see me. You can look me up.
Oh,
right,
you
now.
Already got a page on there?
Yes, I do.
She ain't got no. You got a page on our site?
No, I got a page on Facebook. No, not on your site.
No,
but on Facebook.
We talking about our site. Fuck Facebook.
No, but I can get one, though.
Please do. And you know what?
I definitely can do that. I can do that as soon as I get home tonight. When I get back home, I can do it.
That's what's up. And I got to send a shout-out to Trap. I got to send a shout-out to Miss Trap.
Hey, I was
Miss
just
Trap,
looking at that.
Hey, Miss Trap got on here on SinCity.Spruce.com, and she just got to doing her thing. I mean, she just started taking pictures randomly. I mean, shit. Every 3 seconds, we seen a new picture. So,
damn.
Hey,
she must have got a lot of time on her hands.
Hey, I don't know, but shout out to Miss Trap. Hey, I ain't mad at you. That's who we talk. Hey, like I tell everybody, when you come to SinCity.Spruce.com, hey, it's uncensored. You can do whatever you want. You can be as wild or conservative as you want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it goes down like that?
Oh, yes. I mean, you want to get butt naked on now. Oh, shout out to Tay G, too. Yes, you do got some nice ones. I'm sorry. Hey, you want to get butt naked on here? Hey, that's your thing. You want to wear a nun's outfit, that's your thing. I mean, here, there's no censorship here.
None whatsoever.
So y'all
hey,
let it all hang out, huh?
Oh, yeah, we let it all.
Check that link out.
No doubt. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Yeah, this is Southern Loving. What's going on with y'all?
This is who?
This is Southern Loving. What's going on?
Southern Law? Did she say Southern Law?
Southern
Loving.
Yeah,
this is Southern Loving. What's going on?
Oh, Southern Loving.
Loving, loving.
I was listening
to y'all on y'all little talk show, and I had a question myself. Why is it that a lot of people here in Indy, I'm not going to say just in Indy, but I've been running around a lot of men that's afraid to be open with their females about their sexualities, their fantasies, things they like to do.
Like the down low motherfuckers.
What do you mean, like the download brothers or something?
No, that's my roommate. She's getting hype off of y'all little talk show. I'm actually saying like fantasies. Like, I'm sure every man has a fantasy, and why is it hard for a man to express his sexual experience they want to experience with they're females. Like, some men like to be tied up. Some men want threesomes, foursomes. And they're
no
shy.
Idea,
they don't want to.
You fucking with the wrong dude.
I'll tell you in a heartbeat. Go get the one in the red. Shit. Hey, bring her up. What you talking about?
Some men are like that, though. Come on now.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. If I don't know you like that, no, you're not going to handcuff me. Yeah, no, we not handcuffed. But now we're in a relationship, fuck it, break them out. Let's get loose.
But I'm talking about this is your girl. This is somebody you with, somebody, you know, you share housing with, you share finance with. Why is it that a lot of men want to approach their female because they're scared of the reaction that a female their female
now,
give them, but you'll go around the corner and get it from the next chick.
Okay, now you know what? Now that's a good. You made a good point,
but
not. But
you did make
okay.
a good point. You made a good
a
point.
A lot of times, women keep coming. Like, okay, let's just say, for instance, if we watch the movie and we see two women kissing, of course you know that's gonna make me aroused. And the first thing come out your mouth, ugh, that shit nasty. I wish you would ask me to do some shit like that. I know not to ask you, but Tamika down the street, I seen her kissing her girlfriend the other day, so go down there.
You know what? A lot of females that I talk to actually say that I'm sorry, I just feel like every female has that one moment where they desire somebody. Like, my first experience with a female, I seen Lisa Ray, and just, I don't know, something happened to my body, and after that,
Julie Jolene, and that was it for me.
So it was just
so
fine. I don't know, it was different, but I think a female is actually scared of the outcome, maybe if they gonna like it too much, or, you know, when he was growing up, it was, you're not supposed to do that.
No, that ain't it.
They too scared that they man gonna go back without them. But I do have to take your side right now, gentlemen, because you are right. There is not no man out there that wants to be handcuffed by a woman that he does not know, because there's so many crazy bees out there that will keep you handcuffed up and walk out of the room and take everything out of your pocket. And so I feel you on that one, honey. I'm on your side on that one.
Then send Bruno in the room with you. He talking about bend over. Oh, hell no.
Did she say handcuff me and take everything out of my pockets?
Yeah, that was my homegirl, Carmel.
I feel you on that situation where you're not going to let any woman handcuff you up that you don't know. Because of the simple fact, it can do that to you, because there's a lot of crazy bees out there that will do that to you because they're scandalous. We are talking about people that we are in relationships with that should have trust in us, that we should be able to do.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So this is what you do. If he's scared to if he's scared to jump the shit off, why don't you jump the shit off and see how he like it?
Ain't that right? That's what I'm talking about right there. Just let me take the trawl and
man,
give you a you feel
fuck
me?
That. I'd be like,
don't knock it before you try it. Don't knock it before you try it. You never know. You might be missing in that
I
one
tell you
piece.
What,
I'm
you brick out some handcuffs on me, your ass better have a badge and a gun.
Wait a minute. You can use scarves. You can use rope. You can use tape. You don't have to use handcuffs. I'm just saying, don't never knock it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, just imagine you hanging your girl from the wall. You know what I mean? And she just can't move. You feel me? Her legs wide open.
Whoa. Back up a little bit. You said hang
girl. Hang from the wall.
Hang a girl from the wall?
Hang her from the wall.
Okay, hold on now. I gotta tell my partner Father Time something.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
She's talking about getting her from the wall. I like that. Shit. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying you have to buy
so
your.
Sweetheart, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Now, apparently, you want to get into the handcuffs, but your man don't want to.
Oh no, I never said my man didn't want to. I'm just saying in general. I talk to a lot of people. I'm a people person. I talk to a lot of people. So
mm-hmm.
I just get the insight of a lot, and I know that a lot of people don't like to share their interests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
ain't
talk to me yet.
Yeah.
Go away, though. Just player of the year. We got new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Father Time?
What's up, dog?
Do you know who this is?
It's Big.
One of your cousins.
My cousin.
Yeah, Gary, Indiana.
Who is this?
Danny. That's one of them cops.
My cousin. Oh, what's up, cuz?
I'm checking in on you, boy.
Oh, okay. What's going on, man?
I'm good. I'm actually in Tampa, Florida, working, and just all over the country. You know, we all over the place now.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm glad you decided to call in, man.
Yeah, I've seen your Facebook and emails and things, and I said, let me check on my cousin.
That's what's up. I'm still trying to get in to call.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to knock across his head. Do you guys play music?
Yeah. Yep, we do. Yeah.
All right, because you know I got a daughter that sings, Alexis.
Yeah, I know. I listened to our CD at the last time reunion we had.
Sure, you're right. She's doing great. She's going to get married. Two of my daughters are going to get married, one in Philadelphia and one in North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give you my email so you can send me some of her tracks.
I know that's right. I'm going to have to hook you up with her, and I'll take that information. And check this out. Did you go to Kim's wedding in Gary?
No, I missed it.
I heard it was good. My brother JC just flew out to California. As a matter of fact, I'm going to move to California out there with my mom and sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and my brother JC out there, he out there this week just visiting it. And my mom getting ready to go to Gary for 2 weeks to the reunion.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second, Danny.
All right.
How touching. These motherfuckers just had a family moment on here, didn't they? yeah, know who this is, don't ya?
I thought that was that dude that
you
called the dude
like
the one under the sink.
He said you thought it was the dude with the dildo under the sink. I thought it was. You know who this is, don't you? Hey, she's like, I've been listening to the show. Oh, shit. She didn't call this way.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? What is this? This motherfucker like... Oh, man. Hey, y'all quit. Y'all know you're going to kick my ass after this.
Yeah, you know he's going to go back and listen to see what we said.
Right. You know he going to be like, man, what the fuck y'all laughing about? Janine, shut up. Janine don't never know how to keep nothing quiet. She would just bust out laughing. Oh my God, that man, that was funny. Yeah, know who this is, don't you? Hey, he was scared. Oh, he was scared. He was scared, y'all. He was scared. He thought it was that motherfucker with the dildo under the damn thing.
Yeah.
He was scared.
That was going to work. I was like, oh, we got a
horn.
Hold on, I got a question.
What's up?
What is Naptown men so useful? Like, they ain't no good to me.
You said what now?
Why is Naptown niggas so, like, they just use females? Well, the ones that I ran into.
I'm from the Virgin Islands,
but I was raised in Texas and came out here and met a whole different lifestyle with men.
You know what? I can't even tell you. I'm not from Indianapolis. I'm from Gary, Indiana. Hey, I don't know. Hey.
So is there any good men out here? Are you a good man? Do you provide for your family?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm the greatest of the great. I mean, you know what? And I'm going to tell you like this. Now, what we got here, I mean, we got some good guys on the show. I mean, we all about our business. We all about taking care of our families and take care of home. We just on here blowing off a little steam having fun. Now, as far as, like, I can't tell you where to go or who to talk to.
Give me one of your friends.
Hell no.
Okay. I tell you what. I got my man Wick on the line right now. Wick, Wick.
He got kids.
Yeah, if you try me, we can even try it out for a second. You know what I'm saying? We can try it out for a second. You know what I'm saying? We'll have to start stuff all fast and not let you be you and let me be me and see where it go from there.
That's
what's up. Now, if y'all. Oh, shit. I forgot him and his long lost relative in the private room, but.
Say what?
We just have to trade numbers or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
So this is what y'all do all night, just talk shit?
Oh, yeah, we talk shit, we have a ball. Hey,
that's what's up, though, as long as you enjoying yourself, that's what's up.
Right, we talk shit. Hey, we matter of fact, we even got a live chat room if you want to get in that.
Get in where?
We got a live chat room.
Y'all got a live chat room?
Yep. Just go to sincity.spruce.com.
Okay. That's what's up.
Matter of fact, I'm in there right now. I'm the only one in there by myself.
What you doing in there by yourself?
I'm doing the show. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
What you thought I was in here naked?
Do you want me to see you naked?
I'm just sitting on here doing the show butt naked.
That's what's up, though. You need a little freaky mama next to you?
Right. You said what?
You need a little freaky mama next to you?
You know what? I only way you're going to find. Come on to the chat room.
Come on to the chat room.
Come on to the chat room.
All right. I'll be in there in a second.
I'm folding
some clothes right now, but I'll be in there in a second.
You say what?
I said I'm folding some clothes, something that a nigga supposed to be doing.
Oh.
They know we females, you know, cook, clean, and do everything else.
But a nigga can't rub a bitch back once in the blue? Come on now.
Well, I mean, damn. I mean, do he work?
Yeah, he work. And the nigga still ask me for money. You know, crazy. I'm just saying. I don't know what's wrong with y'all nap niggas.
I'm not a nap nigga.
But not y'all, because like you said, you ain't from out here, so you know.
I say none of us here. No, I ain't got nothing against them. Let me get that straight first before somebody be swapping down that we hate no nap. I ain't got nothing against nobody from Indianapolis, but I'm going to rep my city. I'm from Gary.
That's
so,
what's up.
You know, I ain't got nothing against no nap.
Hold on, who's that in the background?
I told her I'll rub her back and her feet if she got pretty feet.
Who got pretty feet? If I got pretty feet?
Yeah, he said you got pretty feet.
You got pretty feet, I'll rub your feet.
You
too,
want to taste it?
Yes, sir, if you got pretty feet. You got pretty feet, I got my hot sauce.
That's
ready.
What's up, though. That's a real female, though.
All right, well,
who the fuck
I mean,
walk around trifling looking like they ain't got nobody? Come on, man.
Well, some of them, hey, I've seen some
people
that's not for corn.
I've seen some hammer toes,
corn calluses and knuckles. That's
folks
all you see.
Look like she can give you dap.
Damn.
And the folks handshake with you.
Right.
Man, going up
like she can shake up with a motherfucker with them feet.
Oh, damn. Damn. Yeah.
Got them folks.
You
just
tried for that one.
That's them skippies with the bow down back on.
But y'all about to get in this chat room or whatever. Let me see what y'all really working with. Mm.
That's all you got to do. Matter of fact, hey, you create a page, sandcity.schools.com. Create a page. I'll let you know.
What?
Oh, damn. Sand City.
Repeat that for me, boo.
Sand City, sweetheart. Dot Spruce. Dot Spruce. S-P-R-U-Z. Dot com.
Don't do all that. Don't act like I don't know how to spell now. Don't do all that.
No, sweetheart, I'm just saying you
might be from the hood, but shit, went through school, boo.
Okay, now, so how would you spell spruce if I just told you?
Girl, take your phone. They doing some
Oh, no. Okay,
y'all. You know what I'm feeling?
Who am I talking to? Hello?
Who are we talking to?
Yeah, what's your name again?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, what you just like?
I said, who am I talking to now? I mean, this ain't something
loving. 7-Eleven is my girl. This her friend Kiki.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Which one? I knew it didn't sound like the same person.
No, it ain't.
You
know, that's kind of occupied at the minute, so that's why I handed back the phone. You feel me?
No, I ain't heard nothing.
But I'll get back to y'all in like about 15 minutes because y'all sound interesting for real, though.
And that's
I might just go hit you up on the internet, see what you want to do.
I'm right here. That's all you got to do. Look up your boy Cass. That's all.
That's what's up. Alrighty, y'all. Peace out. I'll hit
peace
y'all
out.
Up in all a little
right.
bit.
All right,
and I love
good.
Y'all show. Don't talk mad shit about me because I will get back on. So,
we are going to talk about you, but I hope you do come back on.
Oh,
yeah.
We
are going to talk about you.
Oh, my God. Don't you do it.
Only on Sand City. Well, we love y'all.
Hey, Cass.
Yo, what's up, dog?
Hey, when you get a chance, everybody go to that the live shout box, and I posted a link up there about this ball. I want everybody to check this shit out.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I got to ask y'all something, man, and I know it ain't just me, but I'm pretty sure everybody been seeing it. The little thing they did with Tupac. The little Tupac hologram that Snoop Dogg did.
Yeah.
On man,
yeah.
Was that shit cold or what?
Nah, I mean,
as
hell.
Oh man, they had it set up, man, where it looked like Tupac was actually on stage with Snoop Dogg. I mean, it was a hologram, But the way they set it up, man, the shit looked so good. Hell, I'm like, damn, I ain't gonna lie, I wish the motherfucker was still living after I seen that. I'm like, damn, I wish he was still living. That shit was some cold shit. Technology is
that
a motherfucker now.
It is?
Man, hey, if anybody want to see it, go hit the site, sincity.spruce.com. I got it posted up in the video section. You know what I'm saying? That shit was cold, man. I mean, it just like, I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers just, they went off on that. I mean, it actually looks like him and Tupac are on the same stage just doing a show.
That's crazy.
Technology.
Man, technology's a motherfucker. Shell Bell, you still with us?
I sure am.
All right, so now let me ask you. Now, I understand the threesome thing with the three girls. Lord knows I understand that. But let's just say you get a guy. I mean, would you incorporate that woman into the program? Or you
I
just
sure
like
will.
You just,
I've been there and done that.
Oh, so you still willing to incorporate the woman into the program?
Uh-huh. Yeah, when I was with man, yes, we invited a woman to the bedroom before. So it ain't nothing new to me.
Okay. Because, I mean, you were saying you were so off women. I figured you, like, now I don't even want to do that no more neither.
No, I said I would never be in a relationship with a woman again. That's what I said.
Okay.
I ain't say I wasn't going to fuck him no more. I'm just ain't going to be with him like that no more.
I'm glad
you're
clear.
Where she from?
Me?
Yeah, where you from?
I'm from East St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So now, you know, you catch Shell Bell walking. She, hey, you like talking to her like, hey, I was just talking to you. She was talking about.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Stupid.
Father Time, I'm glad you could join us back, man.
Hey, man. Hey.
You scared the shit out of you, didn't you?
Hey. It's family, man. What can you do, man? It's family.
Hey,
I'm
still at
bomb.com.
You scared the shit out of you, though, didn't you?
Yep, I was.
Hey, man. They were talking about you, and I was helping them.
What was said, man?
Yes, it was fine. I ain't gonna
leave. Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, dog. We thought it was one of the gay dudes from the apartment complex, dog. We thought it. Hey, we didn't know who it was. When he called your name, you got kind of like
Well, hell, I didn't know who it was, man.
Hey, we thought that they was listening on the show and like, oh, okay, we better let the real story out the bag.
Nah, nothing like that, man.
I mean, you sound a little nervous. I mean, but I'm glad y'all put that family moment on the show.
Say it again, what'd he say?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what we
what
you know what you said.
Say it again.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Y'all was trying to give me jumped. I'm trying to give me jumped on.
Y'all. Fuck all y'all.
All right,
come on, one more time for the road. Come on, one more time for the road.
I don't know what you're talking about. What did he
y'all
say?
I bet you know.
What did he say?
I'm going to go back and archive it.
Oh, man. One minute. Is Southern Lover still on here with us? I guess not.
Yeah, I'm still on, but I'm about to hop off because I got six beautiful women in this room all by myself. So I got
to leave. Wait. Hold on, Southern Lover. You ain't got to act like that.
I got to take care of business, you know, make the ladies happy.
You ain't even
got to
be
stingy
like that. You hear it?
Man, that's...
You show all right.
Hey,
why don't y'all come to the chat room then?
Yeah.
You know, we got a video chat room jumping off.
Damn, boy, she sure is selfish.
Well, Southern Loving, I got some for Southern loving.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
I wasn't fair at all.
No, I'm not a part of that party.
Matter of fact,
that's just rude.
That's what that was. It was rude
as hell.
That's right, but I ain't even tripping because we got Cheryl on here still, and shit, she says she's still gonna equip that woman in the bedroom whenever we meet.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She got a little, you know, she always had a little freakiness to her.
Look, hold on, bro. Let's
that's what I heard.
Hold on, man. Let's get something straight,
yeah.
Brother. Let's get something straight.
Get that up.
I see what you're trying to do. Your time has passed, man. Don't you see me in here trying to get these brownie points? You got, yeah, because I know you.
No. Me and her ain't on that level. Me and her is not on that level.
Yeah, we know you, Freaky Jason.
No.
Know about you. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. I know you're going to.
Oh, man. Ever since that day I head over to the crib,
here
she
we
told
go.
Me no.
Here we
she
go.
Told me no. This is
oh,
what
so
I feel like.
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
Is that how you feel?
Say yeah, man. Say
I
yeah,
kicked her to the curb.
She says that how you feel. Say yeah.
No.
See,
I know we always
I'm
cool.
About that.
We always been cool.
Yeah, we always gonna be
my
cool.
My road dog. Remember that blind man bluff shit?
Yes.
Greatest game in the world.
Man, we just play some crazy games.
He must
have played a game, boy.
He must have.
You ever play blind man's bluff, man? Everybody take all their clothes off, and you cut off all the lights, and somebody's like it, and you gotta find them. Everybody butt naked.
You gotta know who you grab.
Hell yeah,
you
better know who you grab.
You gotta know who it is.
You fuck around and grab the wrong person. This is a motherfucking fight. Hey, no, you lost that motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker.
Oh. Some fun times.
What was the day?
Shit, I'm gonna have to wear them motherfucking infrared shades. See, I can see in the dark.
You was Lily.
You
got to
use your
cat
eye.
You
dark motherfucker, too.
You
got to use
your
cat eye. I'll be in that motherfucker dodging like I was Walter Payton. I'm getting to you, Chef.
You was a mess.
I see it. I even, man. Okay, how many? Now, let's just say it's five guys, five women. Now, I got to try to get to you. Now, everybody grab their feelings.
When you grab a person, you got to know who you grabbing. You got to call their name out.
Now,
you
call
the wrong person, you got to take out something.
Yeah, that's why I say I have my infrared shades on. I had this music
ain't
playing
no
in my
ain't
head.
Ain't no cheating. You can't cheat like that.
Yeah, I'm making my way. I'm jumping over the couch like OJ. Shit. Shit. Like, goddamn. All right, so what about in that game is that one motherfucker that don't nobody want to hit, but he catch you?
Then it is what it is.
Damn, you got to get hit by the ugly dude. That's fucked up. But you got to get hit by the ugly dude.
He's stupid.
And he said, well, you like, damn, what? Come on, boy, shit.
It's a cool game, though, man. It's a cool ass game.
Yeah, you must have called who you wanted. Shit. That's why it was so cool. Shit.
You blindfolded.
You blindfolded, man. You really can't see.
So wait a minute,
you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the dudes, you have a signal.
Huh? I'm pretty sure you do. It's called a dick.
No. Before it even go that far. You know, the dude was always like, yo, dog, keep going. You know, it's just that little whisper like, keep going, dog. You know what I mean?
Hell no. If another nigga touch me, we fighting.
Wait a minute, hold up, man. You're not really giving me...
No, you don't touch, man. Dudes don't touch each other, man, because you
okay,
had a
hold
signal.
Up. Stop, man, stop. Cheryl Bell.
What's up?
Please stop, because he's not explaining this game the right way. So can you please explain how this game goes, just in case we had a party, we want to play this game? Because the way he's playing, the way he's explaining it, somebody's going to get hurt.
No, it's not like that at all. I mean, men know that they don't touch the men, period, flat out.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
If you come up on a dude, you touch him on the shoulder, hey, dog, wrong person, okay. You leave it as that. You know what I'm saying? We all cool, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's no war in the fight, no side. Everybody having fun, you know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but y'all, okay, so let me get this right. All the lights cut off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's blindfolded? Is everybody blindfolded?
Whoever starts off as the blindfolded person, you know what I'm saying, that's who's going to be blinded. Now, once that person finds somebody else and tag that person, you name who that person is, and that person is it, that person gets blindfolded, then everybody do it all over again.
So what is the reward?
The reward is just fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just having a ball, just being spontaneous.
You
know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
What do you think the reward is?
No, hold on. They might tag you in. All right, your turn. I mean, is any fucking involved in this game?
Well, you know, after people get, you know, hot and bothered, you know, they might go in the room and do their thing, okay, which is cool, you know? It is what it is.
No, I'm saying as far as the game goes, any part of the rules said that we got to fuck in this game?
No.
Y'all naked in a room with no lights on, y'all playing this game, and y'all ain't fucking?
No.
That game sucks.
Don't knock it till you try. It's fun.
And the fucking goes on after the game. After the game is over.
Okay, but now
that's
okay,
when everybody
now,
match up.
Exactly.
Game rape. Everybody trying to get me. I'm like, oh, it's too many hands.
Okay. everybody grab.
Silly.
Hey, hold up, man. Drive that motherfucker over there.
Yeah, man, after half a gallon of Tanqueray, dog, that game fun to the motherfucker.
I'm telling you, okay?
Because everybody drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean,
I'm just drunk, making bad decisions, huh?
Right. The real fucked up decisions, like... Look up the next morning, like, God damn. Okay. You better not tell nobody you fucked me. You understand me? I can see Shell now. She got a damn machete up to the nigga neck. And you tell anybody, I fucked you last night, I'm going to beat your mother. You understand me?
You was a fool.
By the time I ain't stop smiling. Yeah, God. He got the right one.
Yeah, he over
there. The game, man, until I met them. They turned me on to the motherfucking game.
I know you. I've been knowing you since we was kids. You had to win in that game. What they say, winning. You was winning because you would not be like, oh, that's a fun game. That'd be a game. You'd be like, I'll never play that motherfucking game again as long as I live. Oh, you definitely won that night.
No, listen. You gotta think about the benefits, man. All right? You got all these girls running around butt naked. You got blindfolds.
You know, where your hand slipped, it's not your fault.
I know you. You was winning. That motherfucker was grabbing asses like he wasn't no tomorrow. And I know how you grab asses, boy. You know, you kind of forceful with it. You done made women cry. I see this motherfucker, dude.
That was one time, man. I thought she liked it.
And she walked out crying. How could she like it?
I thought that was tears of joy.
Are these just random people? So these not people that are dating or nothing like that?
No, nothing like that.
If they were, they ain't the next day. It was the next day.
Boy, you was a fool.
I don't know. I think Cell Bell was in a relationship at the time.
No, I mean, were they there?
Yeah.
Like, was that person there?
Yeah, he played the game, too.
Oh.
But she don't claim that, though. She don't claim
man,
that.
Come on, you know what it was. Come on, Matt.
I don't know. I can only go by what I saw.
But you knew where I was coming from. Come on now.
All right, Sal, I'm looking for you on Facebook. Where you at?
She on my friends list, man.
Shell Bell.
Running around beating everybody up. Thug life.
No, I do not.
On Sal, she look like a gangbanger.
I'll be telling people that.
I bet she beat up whoever was that night. Shit, that motherfucker. I done told you. If you say any motherfucking thing, anything, I ain't fuck you.
You was a fool.
I didn't say shit to you. You didn't say shit to me. He's sitting there crying. That pops out. That part time over there talking about what's wrong, dog? She done stuck that knife to his neck. What you think was wrong with her?
That motherfucker was in love. I don't know what you just put it on him. Is that right?
No comment.
You just put it on him? I mean, what did you
no
do
comment.
To him? What did you
I
do?
I don't know. You go out to ask that man. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's one of those snap that pussy back. I don't know what you did to that motherfucker, but he was sprung, proposed, and everything. Knew it for like 3 days, dog, and proposed.
Damn.
Who was that, D?
No, Tyrone.
Oh, shit, that crazy motherfucker.
That was Shell Bell's boy toy.
Let me tell y'all, he brought that crazy motherfucker down here once. This had to be crazy, some bitch I never met in my motherfucking life. We at home, just chilling. This motherfucker gets up and leave with a total stranger. Motherfucker, he ain't never seen a day in his life.
Mm-hmm.
We looking around, I'm like, where your boy at? Oh, he jumps in the car with dude. That motherfucker just left. Dude, it took him to a project. Could have chopped his ass up anything.
All right.
Like, where you get this retarded motherfucker from?
Man, don't be talking about her boo like that, man. That's her
you
boo.
Said what?
That's her boo, man. Don't be talking about her boo like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's some bitch crazy. That motherfucker's crazy as the day is long. I'm not bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck was he thinking? Man, he just I don't know what's wrong. What? Wait a minute. Who the fuck? Look here, man. You. That's, man. I guess. them your people. You just,
well, check this out, y'all. Y'all know we're doing the same thing tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to get on sandcity.spruce.com. We got 3 new stores up. We got the sexy lingerie. We got the sex toys. We got the Sin City store. We got the chat room. Don't nobody come to the chat room no more. What's up?
All right, I'm about to shut this motherfucker down. I've been in here for the whole motherfucking duration of the show. Not one motherfucker came in here. Hell with it.
What's going on? We
got to
get the chat room bumping, y'all.
Like I said, hey, man, I got to give a shout-out to Miss Trap. I mean, she came on the site and did her thing.
Yes, she did. She got 1,001 pictures up, y'all.
Oh, hell no.
Within 3 minutes. I'm like, how the hell? How do you take that many ass shots in one mother in 3 minutes?
She had them already. She just uploaded them.
She got a nice ass, though.
Oh. I ain't upset on how she did it. As long as it got done, I'm not mad. Oh, I'll say, man. Hey. Y'all gotta help us out, man. Look, Shell, Janine, y'all gotta help us out. I mean, I'm thinking that our biggest problem is that we cater to women. You know what I'm saying? We send all these messages out to women to join our page. But we honestly need some fellas to balance this out. So y'all need to let y'all homeboys or whoever know, hey, get on that page, man. That shit wild as hell.
Okay.
I just can't see myself saying, hey, what's up, partner? You know, because I gotta be honest, because if a motherfucker sent me any type of message and I don't know him, I'm gonna be, oh, this motherfucker, he gay. One guy was trying to sell me some real estate. Shit. It took him like 6 tries. He had to send me a message like, hey, brother, I ain't own nothing. I'm just trying to see if you want to buy some real estate. I ignored his ass every time.
Mm-mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? And I know that motherfucker thinks. So it's like, all right, man, I ain't no sense of me even sending him no message saying, hey, come get on my website or whatever, because motherfucker ain't going to look at it. He going to red flag me as soon as he see it.
Mm-mm.
So if y'all
know
help us out, right. I mean, tell your girls, too, now. I know y'all know where the freaky one's at. I'm get on here. Shit.
Okay.
Ain't too many sites where you can get butt-ass naked and ain't nobody gonna say shit. I mean, how many sites can you go on and say that? You know what I feel? I'm feeling a little freaky today. I think I'm gonna let this pussy shot show. Wait, low.
What up?
You talking about the ball?
Yep.
Oh, I already got that posted on Sand City.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
One of my homegirls sent me that link yesterday. I have to go get one of those.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to go buy me one of the next time.
No,
you got
one already.
Hell yeah. Wayno got every damn thing under that damn, under that bed. Ain't nothing Wayno don't get under that bed.
I just went and bought it a couple of days ago.
You used it already?
I missed it, man. What you using?
The ball, man. You got to go to Sin City, man. Go to the page. Well, see, wait, Lord, I can tell you what, man. I can say this much. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, I'll get you small right
there. Yes, sir.
Hey, I already got it posted up there. That's my motherfucking wild now, man.
Hey, hold on, man. Hold on a second, man. Cheryl, I'm about to put her ass on mute. She must figure out she live on the motherfucker there. Bring her back a little bit later.
Yeah, man, y'all gotta start checking. Hey, man, I post all kind of shit on the regular, man. Y'all gotta start checking it out, man. You know, y'all
just see the ball. My damn computer's slow as fuck in my damn house. My damn house like a damn dead zone.
Yeah, man, when y'all go on the site, man, check the video. I try to post, you know, I try to keep everything on there. Videos. I try to keep some of the wildest shit on there so motherfuckers can be entertained when they get on there.
Well, I said it already. It's just way longer.
Yeah, we already.
That was my first.
How you gonna kick out? Because Waylo got the ball already. You gonna kick me to the crowd? I thought, man, you already talked about this ball thing. Damn it, you Waylo. Damn it, you man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, because he bought the ball. Okay. Hey, Shell, I'm gonna go buy a ball next week. No, when I can take a hit.
Straight to Walmart.
Straight
to Walmart. You got me one.
Y'all is wild.
What fucking ball y'all talk about, man? I don't see no goddamn ball.
Video, man. Shit.
Look in the shop box. I just put up a link.
Look, all you gotta do is post the video. All the videos, bro.
It's in the video.
Huh?
You get my message?
What message?
That reply to what you said on that that poem I wrote.
I saw part of it, but I didn't see all of it. I gotta go on there. I haven't been on there yet, cause I can't see it all on my phone.
Oh,
but God. I was like, ah, oh, how special. He wrote me my own little poem. Thank you very much. It was sweet.
Oh, if y'all tell anybody to get on the site, which reminds me, I mean, you can get on it by phone, but it's a whole lot easier. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It's a whole lot easier if you get on it by PC or, you know what I'm saying, laptop, because it's like we didn't create it, but they got some type of security code where it's like, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to get on than...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a whole lot easier to get it on with, you know, if you're on a PC more so than your cell phone. Dog, did you find it?
Man, they're putting in work on this motherfucking.
Oh, no wonder he was so quiet.
Damn. He was quiet.
I can't wait
to try my shit out.
Yeah, man, I posted
this motherfucker been up since March 8th?
Yeah, I posted that on
my slipping.
That's no joke. Look, my own partner don't even look at shit.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to use it. I cannot wait.
You know what?
She said the shit out of his dick on that ball.
Mm-hmm. Upside down.
She got skills.
Trying to see what that'd be like.
Well,
I'm going to give you one of these balls.
I already know. I already see. I've been knocked out the box because some motherfucker that bought a ball first. Yeah, I'm going to go get one. Yeah, I'm going to go get a ball. Oh, it ain't over for me. It ain't over for me, Bob.
Lord.
Ain't nobody
saying
that was over for you. You can go get a bunch of balls.
You said what?
I said, anybody say
this?
Over for you. You can go get a bunch of balls.
Hey, man, he hitting the shit out of old girl from the back on that ball.
Yeah, he just fell in love. All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here before they cut us off. Now, we're going to start with Shell. You got any last words before we go?
Yeah, keep your head up. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. I enjoyed myself tonight.
That's what's up. Hey, don't forget now, we're doing the same thing tomorrow. All right? All right, I hope that, hey, I want to hear from you tomorrow night.
All right, I'm be on what time? Same time?
Same bad channel.
All right.
That's what's up. Way low, my man. What you got any last words for us, dog?
Yep, same old shit. HoosierBoyEntertainment.com, SunCity.Spruce.com. Enjoy myself as always. You know, see y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Benedict Arnold. I mean, Janine, you ain't last word.
No, you ain't talking to me. Great show. I had fun. Lots of laughs. I'm going to archive that one. I need to hear you say that phrase again, but since you ain't going to say it.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I'm going to just go to the archive that is. I'm going to have to use that so well. That's going to be on my ringtone.
The fuck is this saying? What y'all talking about?
All right.
Fuck, I miss.
All right, Janine, y'all just quick, any last words, dog?
Great show as usual, fellas. You know what I'm saying? See, that's Spruce.com. And Father Time, don't drop the wrench, man.
Drop the wrench? What the fuck you talking about? Y'all see, y'all got some type of inside shit going on, man. Yeah, I want to know what the fuck this inside joke is. That's what's going on.
Ain't that bad. Oh, no, they fucking with you, dog. They fucking with
that's
you.
That's all right. I'm archiving, man. I got some words for you if I hit some bullshit.
Oh, man, you know, it ain't nothing with me. I ain't say nothing. I wouldn't be
SunCity.Spruce.com. And that ball shit is a motherfucker, man.
Dog, I told you, you got to stop paying attention to the videos, man. All right, y'all, SunCity.Spruce.com. Man, hit us up. Like I say, hey, big shout out to Miss Trap, Tay G. Hey, everybody was on the show tonight. Hope to hear from everybody tomorrow. And we out this bitch. Peace.